your questions answered. The remedy for ignorance is asking questions. Prophet Muhammad. The spirit of inquiry is the hallmark of an open society, and the above saying of the Prophet aptly illustrates this principle. A culture of curiosity and open-mindedness will foster development in any society by motivating its members to learn enthusiastically and enrich their knowledge. This is because awareness of one's ignorance is half of knowledge, as it becomes a stepping stone to seeking and finding answers. A questioning mind is like a flowing river that is replenished with fresh thoughts and ideas and continues on its journey. What are the 7 articles of faith in Islam? There are 7 things which are essential for a Muslim to believe in. They are spelled out in detail in the formal declaration of Islamic faith known as Iman Mufassil. Muslim pledge. Faith in God. Faith in His angels. Faith in all of His messengers. Faith in His revealed books. Faith in the Day of Judgment. Faith in the doctrine of predestination, which lays down that everything good or bad is decided by God. Faith in life after death. What is the Muslim belief about the Day of Judgment? According to Islam, Yawm al-Qiyamah, or the Day of Judgment, will be the day that the world will come to an end. It will be the day when all of humanity will be assembled on that day and will be rewarded or punished according to their deeds. On this day, God will unravel all veils. All things that were hidden or unseen from view will appear as clear as daylight. Even a tiny, good deed or bad deed done in the world will come to light. On this day, all moral and virtuous people will be rewarded, and all immoral transgressors will be doomed. How does the Quran describe the Day of Judgment? The Quran describes the Day of Judgment as a violent earthquake which will smash everything. People will lose all their bearings. There, a new world will come into existence where only truth will carry weight. All falsity will be set at naught. All of mankind will be brought forth towards their Lord and will be given the record of what they did in the period of test in their pre-death period. That day will be the day of reckoning, a day when the righteous will rejoice and will be ushered into the gardens of bliss, and the evil will be left with eternal regret and sorrow. What was the main purpose of God for sending prophets? God sent prophets as a continuous chain of guides from the beginning of human history, to ensure that no person would ever be left without a clear understanding of the purpose of life and the reality of the eternal world to come. They were chosen as human messengers to convey divine teachings in the language of their own people, making the message clear and accessible, so that humanity would have no excuse for going astray after receiving this guidance. The main message of the prophet included guiding people to one God, conveying to them the news of the hereafter, and giving glad tidings of paradise to the faithful. What guarantees success in the hereafter? Success in the hereafter is guaranteed not by worldly achievements or accolades, but by a conscious, spiritual preparation in this life where one makes God the supreme concern and develops a personality aligned with the eternal world to come. God has made the present life a testing ground and place of action, and hereafter the place for results. Those who enter the next world without having prepared according to its spiritual standards will find they have no place there, and will obtain nothing but remorse and sorrow. This underscores that eternal success requires nurturing qualities like humility, awareness of God's greatness, honesty, compassion towards fellow beings, and heightened sense of duty.